Hello, this is Deacon Phuc Phan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And thank you for joining me in praying day 5 of the Novena to Christ the King. Christ the King, the solemnity of Christ the King, is celebrated on November 20th, 2022. This Novena goes from November 11th to November 19th, right before the solemnity of Christ the King. Today's intention is, may all people in Nigeria be free to worship without fear of attacks at the violent hands of violent extremists. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, our sovereign King, the beginning and the end of all things, you have made your church to be a people to bear witness to the goodness and beauty of your kingdom. By your Holy Spirit, you have united us as one body, called to live as one family of God. Fill our hearts with your grace, that we would be close to you by being close to the vulnerable and the marginalized. Give us the patience to share one another's burdens, and give us the courage to always be friends of the truth. May we remain with you always. Amen. And since today is the optional memorial of St. Albert the Great, Bishop and Doctor of the Church, this is the Collect prayer for the Mass of St. Albert the Great. O God, who made the Bishop St. Albert great by his joining of human wisdom to divine faith, grant, we pray, that we may also adhere to the truths he taught, that through progress in learning we may come to a deeper knowledge and love of you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Thank you again for joining me in praying day 5 of this Novena to Christ the King. Have a blessed day. God bless.